Welcome to today's deep dive. I'm your host, and today we're looking at a really fascinating source.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. We're diving into a course summary for something called the Next Gen Forensic Founder Bootcamp.
Right, exactly. And the mission for this deep dive is to explore how young adults, like literally 15 to 24-year-olds, are completely bypassing expensive law degrees to launch these highly lucrative B2B litigation support agencies right now.
It sounds, frankly, it sounds absurd, but the source lays out exactly how it's happening, and it completely shatters how we measure capability in the professional world.
Okay, let's unpack this, because realistically, before a teenager can touch a single piece of evidence, they face a massive roadblock. I mean, how does a 16-year-old legally sign a corporate contract?
Well, they don't, right? The course points out that a contract signed by a minor is technically voidable in court.
Yeah, no law firm is going to touch that liability.
Exactly. So the boot camp teaches this workaround, which they call the Parent-Guardian Alliance Framework.
Right, so the parent actually steps in to act as the LLC organizer.
Yeah, they set up the bank accounts and navigate the state business portals.
Which the course stresses you should do directly, right? Like dodging those predatory third-party sites that tack on a $500 markup.
Oh, yeah. Keep the overhead low. And another thing the source material emphasizes is the branding strategy. They tell these Gen Z founders to pick the most boring names possible.
Yeah, like Standard Legal Support LLC.
Because they're selling, you know, institutional stability to conservative lawyers. They aren't selling flash.
Makes perfect sense. But the true engine of this framework is what they call the custodial operating clause.
Right, which is written directly into the LLC's operating agreement.
So then, on the founder's 18th birthday, they execute an assignment of interest.
Which legally triggers an automatic handover of 100% control to the kid, entirely releasing the parent from liability.
It's like a business trust fund. But instead of inheriting cash at 18, you inherit your own fully operational revenue-generating company.
It's a pretty wild concept. But, you know, having a registered LLC doesn't magically make a senior law partner trust a teenager with sensitive trial data.
No, of course not. So how do they actually cross that credibility gap?
The source material says they use a strategy called visual advocacy.
Visual advocacy, okay.
Yeah, basically pitching outcomes over tech features. So instead of saying, we use AI to transcribe video, they pitch the exact result.
Like, we will hand you the exact timestamp where the police officer's body cam contradicts their written narrative.
Exactly. The AI doesn't need to pass the bar exam. It just needs to be trained to spot discrepancies between a video and a police report.
But wait, if you've ever hired a lawyer, you know, the whole legal industry runs on the billable hour. Do these young founders just completely reject that?
They have to. What's fascinating here is how productizing the service solves the efficiency paradox.
The efficiency paradox.
Yeah, think about it. If you build a tool that does a 10-hour job in just 1 hour, charging an hourly wage actually punishes you for being fast.
Oh, right. You lose 9 hours of pay?
Exactly. So instead, they charge a flat fee, say $2,500 for a package service.
Which is still a mathematical bargain for the law firm compared to paying an internal paralegal $6,000 for 40 hours of manual labor.
Right. And the course teaches them to trademark these packages, like the evidentiary truth audit.
Which probably insulates them from cheap competitors, right? Because it makes it sound like proprietary software.
That's the exact strategy, yeah.
Wait, if they are moving this fast and handling sensitive files, isn't there a massive risk of a costly mistake or IP theft? I'm stuck on the liability aspect.
Oh, it's a huge concern.
Because if I'm a high schooler and I make an error that loses a major case, my LLC is getting sued into oblivion.
That's exactly why they build structural guardrails. The course lays out a triple shield insurance matrix.
The triple shield, okay.
Yeah, it bundles general errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance.
And that costs, what, a fortune?
Actually, through digital brokers, it's a lean $35 to $60 a month.
Wow, that is incredibly lean. But what about protecting their cash flow?
They rely on an evergreen replenishment clause. The client pays upfront into a retainer.
So if that balance dips below a certain threshold, work pauses instantly.
Exactly. They never work on credit.
Okay. And what about the IP theft we mentioned earlier?
The course enforces a strict off-campus separation rule.
Oh, because universities are notorious for embedding clauses that claim ownership of anything built by students on their networks.
Right. It's like building a $1 million house, but because you use the university's hammer, the school claims they own the property.
So founders are warned to never use university Wi-Fi or servers.
Exactly. Protect the IP at all costs.
For you listening, this deep dive really forces you to rethink some core business assumptions. It shows why we need to value the efficiency of an outcome over just hours worked.
And it really highlights how crucial structural boundaries are in any business. Access to specialized tools is totally democratizing expertise.
Which leaves us with a final question to ponder. If a high schooler can map out a complex legal cross-examination blueprint using smart templates and secure AI, what other traditionally gatekept elite professions are about to be completely disrupted by young, tech-savvy outsiders?